A community college and hospital, both in Harrison, have started up a community paramedic program, a kind of mobile health care squad for the aged, injured, or vulnerable. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, the medics manage patients in their homes.
Veteran paramedic Jason Mosier is chief of community paramedicine for North Arkansas Regional Medical Center in Harrison.
We take paramedics who have been working in the field for a long time, and we cross-train them, and then we actually send them out on home-style visits.
Mosier says the free medical service is a safety net for newborn, aged, and infirmed patients who don't qualify for home health.
We are funded through our hospital. It's part of our outreach program. There's no billing to our patients for the service we provide.
Community paramedicine, also known as mobile integrated health, was first tried in Arkansas 3 years ago by Bella Vista's fire department. Baxter Regional Medical Center in nearby Mountain Home later established a program, as have several more hospitals. The Harrison-based program costs North Arkansas Regional Medical Center, but yields big savings in the end, says spokeswoman Jessica Kibling.
Because if someone has a chronic illness, they're visiting the doctor a lot, they're going to the ER a lot, they're having to call an ambulance and get help, and every time they go through that process, obviously we know medical costs are involved, but it's also a toll on their bodies.
Community paramedics trained in acute and emergency care also assist home patients manage chronic disease, behavioral health, end-of-life care, medications, and proper nutrition, says Jason Mosier.
We do medical evaluation. Every patient, every time we go to a patient's house, they get a full assessment. We listen to their lungs. We take their blood pressure. We listen to their heart.
As many as 60 patients across the three-county area, from babies to seniors, receive home visits every week, he says, referred by their physician, social worker, area agency on aging, or EMS staff, uniformed community paramedics, who have access to patient medical records, show up by appointment in equipped, marked minivans. Julie Yonis, an 87-year-old Harrison resident, says at first she resisted having a stranger in the house.
But Jason started coming, and he came every week. And after a while, I fell in love with him. He brought much encouragement to me. And I haven't been in the hospital since the program started.
Emerging data on community paramedicine reveals significant reductions in ambulance transport, ER visits, and hospital readmissions. Licensed community paramedics earn on average $56,000 annually and are required to take additional hours of training in hospitals, hospices, and homes, says Casey Jones, Emeritus Director of Emergency Medical Services at North Arkansas College in Harrison.
So they have to be seasoned medics. We don't want just green people out there touching these patients, because this is a little higher level. And in some ways, the community paramedic is being accepted in like a family member, like a long-lost cousin. And, you know, they're glad to see them come. Sometimes it's kind of hard to get out of the house after they've made their visits, because the person really likes what they say. There's a connection there.
Arkansas's community paramedicine program is regulated by the Arkansas Department of Health. It was created by an act of the state legislature in 2015, sponsored by Representative Scott Baltz, a Democrat from Pocahontas, a retired fire chief and former EMT. Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media, Fayetteville.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.